name Darkness into Light, I mean, it's quite a powerful message. Is that something that resonates with you and your experience with alcoholism?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think towards the very end of me drinking, you know, I think I'd given up all hopes of being able to conquer drinking on my own. You know, and it's a very, my experience was it was a very lonely and sad existence towards the end. And then, you know, one day, you know, I'm not really sure where the seed was sown, but I, you know, I made that call to Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, from that day on, you know, I went to my first meeting and, you know, let's be honest, you know, I think no one really wants to, you know, that's not part of anyone's bucket list, is it, to go to AA. But, you know, I think after that very first meeting, I, you know, I just felt hope because that was something that I hadn't had for a long time. And, you know, that description of being in the darkest depths of your drinking and then being offered something which looked like a hope of recovery it was miraculous, really. And you know, the passage in the big book, like I say, which is the go-to literature for Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, it contains all the you know, the information about where to get well. And there's a really good passage in there where it says, you know, this particular part of your life, it's the dark before the dawn. And I think, you know, that's been translated into this exhibition, is that, you know, as dark as your life might seem at the moment, when there seems no way through being able to solve that drinking issue, it just offers you, you know, just light and hope. You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
So we ran a story a couple of weeks ago about how more than 300,000 people in Kent are drinking more alcohol than they should, and how a vast sort of percentage of people are now binge drinkers. Is that something we should be concerned about in society?
Alcoholics Anonymous is just there for anyone who's got any concerns over their own drinking. You know, I think the biggest difficult for me before I came into the rooms of AA was that, you know, there's not an actual medical definition for an alcoholic. You know, there's not, you know, you don't have to be drinking a certain amount to qualify. You know, I think for me, I just had enough. I think when you get to that point of thinking, you know what, I actually can't stop drinking on my own, which I know sounds like the weirdest sort of statement ever. You know, I think if I always felt like if things ever got that bad, I would just stop. But when it's not as easy as just stopping, you know, the only requirement to join AA is, you know, is a desire to stop drinking. And, you know, if people are having concerns about their own drinking and they have tried to stop or moderate or control their drinking and they find it a really difficult thing to do or even impossible, you know, the helpline is there for anyone who has any concerns about their drinking, and the rooms are there. And, you know, I think the stigma attached to being an alcoholic, you know, the street drinker, I think that is what stops a lot of people coming into the rooms. You know, I think my experience was that all the while I still had a house and was able to hold down a job. You know, I didn't think that I qualified for being an alcoholic, but the reality was, you know, I just couldn't stop drinking. And I think there's a lot of people which are like that. You know, there might be a lot of people out there which maybe are drinking more than perhaps they should, and if it's causing them issues, they will just stop. You know, they'll just carry on with their lives and crack on. But you know, there might be a certain percentage of those people that find it really difficult or impossible to stop or moderate their drinking. In which case, if they do, you know, that's what Alcoholics Anonymous is there for. You know, that's what the helpline's there for, and that's what the meetings are for.
And I think last time we spoke, we talked about how the pandemic had maybe made things more difficult for people who needed that support from AA, or, you know, people maybe turning to drink because of the stress of it. And of course, now we've got this new issue, the cost of living crisis, and that's putting a lot of pressure on families. And do you think that's maybe leading to alcoholism becoming a bit more of a problem for some?
Look, my experience was that I think I was always destined to get to a point of where I drank to the point where I couldn't control it. I think there might be a number of social issues which might have contributed towards it, you know, and probably certain parts of my life did accelerate that issue of drinking. But, you know, I think it's really difficult for me to comment because I can only really say about my own experience was that, you know, I think I probably would have used certain things like social issues to excuse my drinking. You know, I think I was probably quite good at plucking an excuse out of the air. So if it meant that I could excuse my drinking by saying that the mortgage has gone up twice the amount, or, have you seen how much your electricity bill is these days? And I could use that as an excuse to drink, then I think I just would. And, I think it might highlight certain areas of people's lives where they're not happy, and then might compensate with that through drinking a bit much. But again, my own personal experience was that I think I was always destined to do that to myself. And I don't think the social issues helped, but they definitely weren't the cause of my drinking. I think if I was going to drink, I probably just would have anyway. And the most amazing thing as well is, I think, I've seen a lot of efforts recently about increasing the price of units of alcohol, in an attempt to try and stem people's drinking. And I think my experience was that I would always have found the money. The price and the availability was almost irrelevant. I think I would have always been able to find a means of buying drink if I definitely needed it. I would definitely go to any lengths to get a drink if I needed one.